David Kibuka begins his shows with a bombastic version of Uganda's national anthem. The tall man is always dressed casually and ambles clumsily and somewhat shyly onto the stage. But when Kibuka performs, there's nothing modest about his comedy, like when he mocks the banality of political sloganeering at rallies of South Africa's ruling ANC party.
I say chicken, you say wings, chicken!
To millions of South Africans, Kibuka is instantly recognizable as the pompous, cynical foreign correspondent on the ETV comedy show The Late Night News. He stars in it with fellow comedian Loyiso Gola.
Welcome back, and now for some international news.
The sarcastic Dave the Reporter seems to dislike everything he witnesses and everyone he meets in the foreign cities he visits. In one show, he reports from Nigeria's capital, Lagos.
If there was a corruption World Cup, Nigeria would definitely be the world champions because everyone is corrupt here.
Dave, come on. You gotta get us sued, Dave. Come on, man.
Kibuka jokes that ETV had to bribe him to appear on the late night news.
I didn't want to do it. They actually gave me gifts. They gave me an iPod. All sweetness. This is ridiculous. They gave me this some random book, a Paul Simon DVD, and then a John Bon Jovi DVD. I was like, why did you give me this DVD? And then they were like, no, we thought you liked rock music. Alrighty, thanks.
Kibuka then discussed the show's concept with its producer, who said the first episode would involve Dave, a foreign correspondent, traveling to India to report on that country's chaotic hosting of the 2010 Commonwealth Games.
Then I said, no, I don't want to go to India. And then he was like, then be like that. Be the person who hates his job and hates everything about this whole thing. Then it just freed me because I was like, okay, cool. And
so Kibuka is no stranger to hating a job. Before becoming a celebrity, he worked as a waiter at a hamburger joint.
People talk about mushroom sauce. Mushroom sauce was an everyday thing in my life. It was just like, it was there. I took it for granted. But that had to come to an end. Litigation.
He was fired from waiting tables, but he won't say why. Kibuka says he wants people of different races to laugh at one another's habits and stereotypes without insulting one another.
Stereotypes are not wrong. It's just that we use stereotypes in the wrong way. Black people love chicken. And people go, black people love chicken, black people love chicken. Yes, but the thing is, like, if you don't love chicken, then there's something wrong with you, because chicken tastes good. So it's like...
He says the fact that he's from Uganda gives him a special advantage when doing comedy about relations between South Africans of different races.
So it's almost like I'm observing the interactions between all of these things. And I'm sort of in it, but not in it. It allows me to be like a referee sometimes, which is pretty cool.
Although the comic has lived in South Africa for 18 years, he says South Africans still consider him to be Ugandan. But when he returns to Uganda, he says people there also brand him a foreigner.
I'm now an observer everywhere. People will go, but you don't belong anywhere. You know, like that. You must always try and take things as a good thing. So that is a good thing. It allows me to be a chameleon, sort of, you know. So, yeah.
A definitive aspect of Kibuka's comedy is his friendly interaction with individual members of his audiences. He says he singles out people in the crowd in a non-threatening way and never to degrade them.
I don't like antagonizing audiences because I like it to be a nice experience. See, my name Dave. Dave is your neighbor.
David Kibuka is indeed your extremely funny neighbor. And a neighbor South Africans hope never moves away because of all the smiles he puts on their faces. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.
There's no pressure.